I have to be connected to it to really get to that next level, mm-hmm. At least for myself, to prove that I'm bringing more to the music than not. And maybe for some people it doesn't, but...
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, 24/7, 365, on the internet, WFPR.FM. And in the local, Franklin Mass FM radio dial, 102.9. Yeah, the dial, maybe the buttons, push buttons or knobs, preset to 102.9, so it's always there for you. Here in the glorious studio today with David Butler, otherwise known as The Vibe. Thank you for doing this. Welcome.
Oh, I'm so... I feel like I'm at home now.
You are. This is a home away from
this
home.
This is a home away from home. You know, the ability to come over, and it's just great to be here. It's good to be sitting down with you again and just having a good chat, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So I think we did something when you and Paulie G introduced the turntable, and that was... well over a year ago already. Time has just flown by.
It's such an interesting journey from the standpoint of not doing anything like this.
Right.
And then starting up Turntable with Paulie G, and mm-hmm. and we've just had a blast with that.
Right.
But then I don't know, some people would say, well, was that enough? Well, it kind of evolved into yet another idea for another show, which is what I ended up doing. I had this interest. It was an area that I thought I could fit in, mm-hmm. and here we are.
Yes, definitely.
The vibe.
And so let's talk some shop to that extent. You have kind of a theme for each show, and how do you then source? I mean, is it all from your references, or do you kind of like start going down the Google track or the deep end somewhere to make connections?
Yeah, it's really, and it's a great question. It's the whole idea around it is I do play and listen to a lot of music.
Right.
And I create a lot of playlists.
Playlists, yes.
And so that, it kind of starts there. Mm-hmm. I don't use AI.
No.
I use all the different pieces of streaming tools.
Sure.
Whether it be Apple Music or Spotify or on and on and on and on.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I came up with this idea, and I try to do this even for my own music, is to say, look, I'm trying to get... I want to get a little bit more out of this.
Yep.
I want to give myself and then, you know, listeners a little bit more for their music,
mm-hmm.
Rather than just, you know, turn the dial to the Sirius XM station or, you know, hopefully 102.9 FM. They're listening to some radio.
Sure.
You know, maybe they wanted something a little bit different. So it's almost like whatever comes up, I start to work with music,
yep.
and I start to see a theme that may emerge. Sometimes it's a little bit more planned. And based on that theme, I try to put some music together and some songs together that match the theme. So,
mm-hmm.
And of course, give you a vibe, give you something that can point you in a direction,
mm-hmm.
and music is very good at that.
Yes.
And being able to be able to do that. So every show... has a theme.
Yep.
And I try to match some music to that theme. And it's fun for me.
Sure.
But it's also fun for the listeners to not know what the next theme is going to be, maybe.
Where you're on the road. What else is coming next?
And it's a short... The other thing is it's an hour.
Right.
So people get to kind of do the vibe for an hour, and then they're off. So it's a very quick... I think fairly show. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty excited because I just did. So, an example of a theme is I just did the 50th show theme, which would give our listeners a little hint to it how many shows we did. So, last mm-hmm. week we published the 50th show theme, and I did do a little bit different
because it was the 50th.
Because it was the 50th, and they can go check it out. But I basically took a random number generator. You would appreciate that.
A little mathematical piece.
And I said, well, you know, I'm just gonna I'm just going to push the button 10 times, 11 times, because I know I'll need that many. And it's going to pick one of the shows at random. So it picked, you know, show 20.
Okay.
And so I did that. So I had all these shows lined up in the exact order the random number generator came in. And then I had to go into each show.
And pick something from that.
And pick one song. And I talked a little bit about each one.
Yep.
So it was fun because it gave me a chance to, A, just freewheel.
Just riff.
It's just a random mix. Yep. And B, give everybody maybe a little bit of its flavor for what is this vibe channel really doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did, you know, Groove Tunes was one vibe, and I picked Saturday Night Fever and Night Fever, so as an example. But it's not all genre, but it's close. Right. I haven't done everything, but I try to.
Well, I think you've had. I call myself having an eclectic range of music, because there are certain times of day or mood that some music is just the go-to, and other times, other music's the go-to too. You must have something similar to that, I would think.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. Some people like to listen to music at night. And that's when they can. So I created I call it the reflective, the late night reflective vibe.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not hard rock, but it's something that hopefully will put mm-hmm. people in that mood. And it's all about getting a vibe. It's all about just feeling a little bit more about the music and being, you know, getting an hour to basically be able to think about it.
Yeah.
So that's it's been a blast to try to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to some degree, there's a little bit of that DJing coming out there, because you do try to do that based on an event.
You're mimicking the DJ experience, just with kind of modern tools, as opposed to the turntables, literally, or whatever the 45s, whatever queued up.
Exactly. So and there's some funky ones. I have one I call it the now and then vibe.
Okay.
So where I'm trying to play a current song and then an old song, so to speak. They may not be that old, so because people would ask, how do you validate that?
Yeah, does it have to be 5, 10, 15 years? What's the age?
Exactly. And sometimes I'll marry, I did another version of that, so I have like now and then one and two. I think on the second one, I took the same artist now and then.
Ah.
So here's something that they did, you know, in the last year or two, and here's something that they did 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
So that was kind of cool too.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have one that's just feeling vibe.
Yep.
And it just happened to hit me that way. I have one fun vibe. I have a DJ mix and I have a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me to be able to just have access to, you know, this studio.
Right, absolutely.
And not have to worry about anything about that, right? That's like there.
The sound, acoustics, the technology we can play with is just amazing.
It's just amazing. And so I say, okay, so I'll just worry about like what the content is.
Right.
Like, and then that was, I think, really, that made this really super viable for me, because I could just stick to the content. Not that we don't have to learn some of the tools, but that was fun too.
Right. We can dabble in the tools as much as we need to or want to.
Yeah.
But the space is already created. The technology already exists. So we can have the cans, the displays, the microphones, everything else is here. And if somebody has an idea like you did once upon a time, all you do is just walk in the door and say, hey, I'd like to do something.
Yeah. I mean, literally, it was an email, and I was here in a couple of weeks working it and doing it. And I think that was very fulfilling to, find a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And and everybody at the station is very supportive. So,
right.
And I tell people this all the time, that I'm, you know, if you have content, if you're thinking about this, mm-hmm. it's not a big leap. It does require some work, but
a little bit of planning.
A little bit of planning.
A little bit of inspiration and willing to follow that as to where it's going to take you? Because I'm sure you start down a road and you'll find things that I didn't know I was going to end up here.
every week.
I'll go into a conversation like this and I know intentionally what we're going to discuss, but exactly what's going to happen, I have no clue, other than we should have some fun doing it.
And it is a lot of fun. I know when I create a show, I'll generate usually about, just to give the listener an insight, maybe 15 to 25 songs, basically.
Sure, right.
And I just throw them all together, and I still don't know what the theme is going to be, but I feel like this is going to be...
And then
great.
You just play one, play the next, and then it just kind of develops.
Over and over again, and right. Before you know it, I'm throwing out, and it doesn't... There are some themes that are a little bit more obvious, like if it's an artist highlight.
Sure.
I think I did one on a couple of them, Jason Isbell in a 400 unit.
Okay.
And so there was like, okay, so I'm going to cover... Essentially, yeah.
The theme kind of dictates the playground that you're playing within.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and like
right.
you say, if you're good at, somewhat good at schedule or planning, like mm-hmm. you said, it does require some upfront thinking. But if you miss a week, it's not a big deal if you've got right. some recordings too.
Sure.
So
yeah, then you've got an archive you can draw on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
yeah.
It's not like if you're on vacation mm-hmm. or yeah, I mean, cause things come up,
right?
And you want to be able to have that flexibility. So that's there too.
Right. And I think you're tapping into, especially with the 50th, I mean, you could almost do that at least quarterly
right.
to highlight things in the archive that are there, people may have heard or not heard of.
Yeah.
And now you're tapping into, oh, did you listen to this? And if you like this, maybe this will go. And,
yeah.
To the extent that we, can bring the listeners from the radio to either the SoundCloud, the podcast app, whatever, and go deep instead of just that whatever's the fresh show.
Yeah.
Go beyond that.
And
there's got to be something there.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. The ability for I know people especially to go to SoundCloud or to just pull up the web browser and mm-hmm. just stream it anytime they want.
Right.
And obviously, if you're local, it's always cool to listen to it, right on 102.9
yep.
on the FM. That's huge.
Yes.
That in and of itself makes it, I think, because there are a lot of people that that don't use SoundCloud. That's where they are.
A lot of times, clearly, I can go to SoundCloud and you can go there as no account, but then you get more benefits if you've got an account.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and some people may not want to do an account.
Yeah. And what
so
they
I understand.
And it's cool because they can see the other shows, especially the music shows with
right.
the Blues Show or the Turntable Show.
There's a giant playlist just for WFPR FM.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this is just there's a ton of music up there. So it's been good building that.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Because the town of Franklin, for people that really want to hear something. And something with quality and something unique. Now they have a pretty good library of music.
Sure.
And it's days of music for mm-hmm. sure when you put all of us together.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking about the shows specific and not kind of the general jazz after hours and jazz overnight where there's, thousands
yeah.
of songs in the playlist that's
yeah.
already been curated by Pete and others. But the... Pamela Hines has the jazz show, 2 great hours.
Yeah.
Talking the Blues,
yeah.
there's another 2 hours. You've got the turntable with the actually playing the album and then a playlist based upon that.
Yeah.
Frank does his music thing, and he'll pick kind of something topical with, Valentine's, Mother's Day, holidays, etc. And then kind of go off in whichever direction you want. So the variety is there.
It really is. And it can be expanded. I mean, if there's somebody out there that, is listening to this and you got a real interest or a
mm-hmm.
passion for, classical, I guess we could pull that one out too. Jazz,
sure.
We don't have a dedicated, a little bit of genre gets played
right.
by everybody,
sure.
I think, at some
yeah.
level. But,
yeah.
We don't dive deep into country at all, probably.
Right, that's another... genre to that extent, yes.
And it's different, you know, it's so, and it's wide. I mean,
sure.
There's different versions of it.
Yeah.
I might play a one or two. I did one vibe show on Country Album Vibe, I think I called it.
Okay.
And, but, you know, out of the 50, it's one.
It's one. Right.
And I think that's out there, you know, for anybody that wants to have a, either kind of a DJ experience, let's just say, and they like to assemble and curate music and...
Or any variation thereof.
Yeah. Well, they just want to talk about it.
Right.
You know, and
right.
bring people in that have some piece of really cool content. They want to talk about, you know, the instruments that bands use. They want to talk about, you know, different country artists in town or even outside of town.
Or even within an artist, the evolution of that artist through their career.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a whole aspect there, whole series potentially, because some of them have changed more than others. And, you know.
And, no, it's just getting that lane, so to speak. Once you find your lane... at least for me, it was you know, what could I could just come in here and play records, right, and not worry about it.
Right.
But I wanted it to be more than that, where it was somewhat targeted.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my marketing background, because I do have a product marketing background and targeting and just kind of thinking about trying to perfect it.
We need to be able to explain to somebody why listen.
Right.
Right. You need that elevator pitch of some sort.
Yeah.
It can be a little bit longer in some cases, but, you know, you at least got to start and pique the interest and then kind of hook them, hopefully.
Yeah, and it's a good talking point. Like, I could ask you, you mentioned it a little bit. It's like, so if you like music and you get... And you need music. It's like, I always ask people, what's your vibe? Do you like to listen to music driving to work? Is it at night?
Right.
Is it always on? What's your vibe?
Yeah.
And maybe I should ask Steve, what's your vibe?
I kind of fit in that, literally going back to what I said in terms of eclectic. So there are sometimes, if I'm reading, I can have kind of an instrumental in the background.
Okay, see?
But if it's really kind of heavy reading, I can't even have music. I'm just going to focus on the book, whatever it is. Because I'm also audio editing a bunch, you can't listen to something else while you're editing the interviews, right? So there's a significant number of my time, you know, call it a couple hours a day, it's blocked. I can't listen. And then... in those other hours, I want to kind of like step away, do something different. So, then it's eclectic. So around St. Patrick's, I'll play some Irish music. Around, you know, the evening time, I'll play some, you know, quote, easy listening, light folk. It varies.
Yeah, you're a perfect vibe target customers. So you can go to all those shows and say, I think I'll, you know,
there's something there.
I want this vibe. I don't have an instrumental. I do play some instrumentals, but it's an interesting vibe.
That's another way.
I think that's another audience.
Yep.
And being able to just have either background, some of the channels have the chill instrumental, right?
Sure.
You can Google that and go. But with the vibe, I'd have to do something more than just chill instrumental.
And I think between YouTube Music, Spotify, I think, does it to a certain extent. But, you know, Yo-Yo Ma... and the cello, he's got an entire set, and that's definitely, on the one hand, classical, but it's primarily instrumental. They're harpist, pianist, and guitar solos or instrumentals. I mean, there's a wide variety there. I did on one of Frank's shows, a playlist that I'd put together, and it was interesting for me because I was listening to and got exposed to Rihanna Giddens.
Okay.
Brilliant artist. And then I wanted to find out more about her. So then I find out she was part of the Chocolate Drops.
Yeah.
And then that led me to, I think it was the New Basement Tapes, a collaboration resurrecting some Dylan unfinished songs. with an eclectic group that included her, Marcus Mumford, Elvis Costello, and some other folks. And it was like, holy cow, that drink brings me down to another level, you know, going down not off the deep end, but following the paths and the journeys. It was like, wow.
And so there's your show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for people out there, I mean, you do get creative. You go down a road, mm-hmm. you go down a path,
right.
you start to discover all kinds of
yep.
connecting points to these artists, and
yeah.
many of them are, and they've been in multiple groups, and like you say, you learn a lot. It's
yeah.
great.
And there's one group that I had, actually not, it was, she had opened for Red Molly, was the name of the group. They were playing at Circle of Friends Coffee House.
Oh, cool.
And I like live music,
yeah.
especially folk there. It's a
yeah.
gorgeous place.
Yeah.
Reasonable, easy to get to. And people from all over play there as well as come to listen to who's there. So Red Molly was coming. Molly Ventner, never heard of her, was opening.
Okay.
And it turns out one of the three, it's a trio, and Red Molly was leaving, and Molly Ventner took that spot. And it was announced a couple months later. So I was at the show where theoretically things were coming together for them.
Yeah.
So I've followed Red Molly, followed Molly Venter. During, you know, post-COVID, they, as a group, Red Molly, continued doing individual projects. But they haven't. I haven't noticed they've done a group project yet.
Yeah.
So I tapped in. Molly Ventner, married, now she's with Eben Parsner, if I recall his name. Eben, anyway. And they're doing some interesting work. And they did a mix-up of Blackbird and Little Blue.
Oh, cool.
Little Blue was done by, or written, composed by Jacob Collier.
Okay.
Never knew him, and yet he's got 7 Grammys.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, what's this person? So you take the dive and find out what he's doing, and it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So they put those two songs together? Amazing.
Yeah. So you live in that space for a while, and it gets fun.
Yeah.
It's like that's the...
Yeah. And so by following at least one or two, and then they go off and do this, because most really good artists... need to develop, need to explore, need to continue and advance their
yeah.
own craft.
Yeah.
And those that are doing that, if you just follow them, they're going to introduce other things to you along the way.
Yeah. No, it's a great description, and it reminded me that there's that's another slot, finding the local, where the local artists are playing.
True.
In and
yes.
around yeah. all of Norfolk yeah. County, probably, but
right.
certainly Franklin.
Yeah.
And kind of riffing off of that for people
sure.
To either have a, you know, highlight their music,
right.
try to write more about their content,
yeah.
try to write up their stories.
Yeah.
And it's all that brings back the blogging type approach too,
mm-hmm.
and the, you know, in newspapers in our older days,
sure.
you'd love to go to the music review section.
Yep.
And
the entertainment section had a music column in it.
And
yep.
at this club or at this church,
mm-hmm.
this was playing and they played these songs. And,
right.
you know, the
yeah.
you know, it was just a almost an informational
yep.
discussion. But nowadays you can get all that on the web. But not always. You don't get the inside story.
No. That's where I've been having fun just doing the interviews, and since I retired, expanding. So prior to retirement, I was just following the money because that was the business piece, and I only had the time for that. Now that I've got more time, obviously it's filled up, but I've got more time, I can explore, okay, what does that money give us in terms of the quality of life?
Yeah.
So I can talk to the musicians, the artists, yes, still some business people, still some downtown, some town people, officials, et cetera, but get to understand more. So there was a world premiere of a chamber opera here in Franklin.
Really?
Who knew, right? I found out, Grapevine said, hey, you want to talk to these people? They do. Okay, well, what's a chamber opera? And you just ask the questions, find out.
Yeah.
So I interviewed both the composer and then the musical conductor.
Wow.
What a great conversation. Then
yeah.
a couple of weeks later, I go and see, and it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It is. It's there's a lot of interesting storytelling, I would call it, that you could tell around mm-hmm. every one of these little pieces.
Right.
So I think the, you know, it's sky's the limit with the studio here, that people can really just, you know, if they can find the content and they can see a continuous stream of mm-hmm. of similar content.
Yeah. Following the interest, yeah. right? So what they're interested in, and then being willing to explore, mm-hmm. and then potentially talking with the people who are actually doing it,
yeah.
or, as in your case, finding the music that fits within, and then just, you know, effectively dictating your own time.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to depend upon somebody else. Right?
And it's so much fun. I did a blog, not a blog, I had a website, which was maybe the alpha or beta test for some of this.
Sure.
Where I would categorize and tag music based on, I started with days of the week. Like this is definitely Monday,
okay.
Monday
right.
music.
Monday
this
music.
Is, this
yep.
is definitely
yep.
Friday
yep.
music. Yep. This is definitely, and that's probably mm-hmm. where I was in my life. But then I would also categorize it by genre. So
sure.
if you wanted Friday blues
right.
or
right.
Monday blues,
yep.
that needed to, and so it built on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had celebration. And so I started to tag and categorize
okay.
all music, and it was the videos. This was video based music.
Video based.
So
yep.
it was
yep.
either on YouTube or it was some kind of video, something like
right.
that. And I
yep.
kind of collaborated all that together.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And over a year, I mean, I think I had almost, you know, I had over 500
okay.
Organized. But I wanted to be basically be able to go to a homepage and say, well, it's Tuesday, just play it.
Play Tuesday.
And
I should have
it.
Talked to you beforehand, because it was interesting when I did retire. You know, you kind of do your I'm leaving, I'm going, have fun doing everything else. I wanted to do a little bit more than that to the internal connections that I had had. So the idea of a music playlist. So this is, I think it was like 10, 15 songs.
Yeah.
Come Monday, Jimmy Buffett, right?
Yeah.
That was the first okay. one. Come
yeah.
Monday, I'm gone. You have some fun. I'm off doing this.
Exactly.
And then it went through some others. Clearly with, you know, the retirement in mind, some fun in mind, little hinted messages and stuff. But and then it also enabled some collaboration. So people would say, hey, what about this one? You forgot to put this one in there. You know, so yeah. at least three or four more, you know, get added to it. And that was fun.
And then you're there. And, you know, it's once you have these playlists, too, it's just such
to go back.
It's just such a gold
right,
mine.
Right. So if I ever want to remember what it was like to pre-retire, I've got my playlist right there.
You've got your playlist right there. And you can throw it now in some kind of music, and they'll generate
right.
five songs that,
right.
that kind of sound like it. But
sure.
you got to get that bass.
Get the bass.
Get the bass line.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, no, I'm having just a blast doing this with the station. It's been super flexible. It's been educational, too. So, I don't know if anybody out there has an interest in sound production and sound mixing and,
mm-hmm.
and that. And you've, you know, you're into it big time, too. But I...
Learning by doing is the fun way to go.
It was just so much fun that I was able to... I was already into... mixing from the standpoint of what it sounded like.
Right.
But that's different than trying to put it together so that you can play it,
yep.
you know, over the
yeah.
radio or something
yeah.
like that. So that was that was a good ad, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you get to experience that here
yeah.
and say, okay, I'm going to, you don't get, you know, it's not like, okay, you come in, it's like, okay, so what you're doing has got to be ready tomorrow.
Right.
So you
right.
don't get flooded. It's
no.
like,
no. And then if it's like you go along and I want to do this, and how do I do that? That's where people can help.
And I mean, initially, I didn't get it totally on turntable. I remember Peter Fasciano, our cool executive director
right.
here. We would do the recording, and then we would be like, I can't wait till this gets on, and Peter would be like, man, why don't you come in and do another one? So that was, and then after the third or fourth week, why don't you come in and do another one?
Uh-huh.
And finally, we were kind of like, I don't know if this is ever going to get anywhere, but we're having a lot of good time.
True.
But his whole, and he didn't always say this, I think, as we went through this, was like, look, I just wanted you guys to get your feet wet,
right.
get the runway right. set yes. up,
yeah.
and then you've got some runway, right. and then we'll get this stuff out.
Right.
And that was a really cool way of soft way
yeah.
of getting
yeah.
getting you in, learning the mm-hmm. sound production side,
sure.
learning, making sure everything is it's cool, and getting comfortable with a mic.
Getting comfortable, that's a key piece, because Chloe, I'm doing some interviews with people like you and I are today. We've known each other for a bit. Some other people, it's the first time they're meeting me. They have no idea unless
yeah.
they've heard or listened or read, et cetera, but I don't know them. So, yeah, I want to make sure we have a conversation. So before we get to the recording,
yeah.
we have a conversation to
yeah.
build, you know, okay, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to do it? You get questions, let's answer the questions, because I want you to feel comfortable. And it was funny, one of the, recently too, and I do a monthly with the Senior Center, a couple of people usually,
yep.
sometimes one, but there was a new person that came in with the regular, so Jillian and Mary. And about, you know, Mary was kind of nervous at first, so we relaxed her, took some time before we actually hit the record button, et cetera. And then during maybe about 10, 15 minutes in, it was interesting too, because Sarah, the executive director, said, listening to that, it was great. I could hear right when Mary got comfortable, because it her voice changed. Yes. She got in with it. The serendipity of that moment, I mean, you can't plan for it.
No.
You hope it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
You don't know. Yeah. That's
and when it does, priceless.
Exactly. And it's like you finally hit the zone. You know,
right.
they get into the
right.
zone. They hear.
Right.
They get it.
Because some people still don't like the sound of their voice, and
yeah.
I can understand that. But, you know, it's something you do get used to, and, you know,
yeah.
it's you. It's an aspect of you that certainly you may not pay much attention
I'll
to.
I'll be honest with that, too. I'm with you there. It's been a while. I'm still not comfortable, but everybody says it's fine, so it must be fine.
Right.
And you know, so you get comfortable.
Sure.
You say, well, it is what it is.
Right.
And you try to perfect it. I mean, we're not, you know, industry professionals doing this, you know, having done this for 25, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be.
Well, in the glory of pre-recording something, we can edit, right? So if you have a brain cramp like
That's
I
right.
did earlier, right?
Yeah.
I was lost for a word. We can take that part out. The people don't need to hear that.
That's right.
You know, if we cough, sneeze, whatever, people don't hear that.
Yeah.
And they just get the good stuff. And that's much better than clearly in a town meeting from gavel to gavel. That's the public record. You can't touch that stuff.
No, you can't.
In a conversation, we've got a little flexibility.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it's such a valuable to the radio itself. I mean, there's so much TV programming, too, that people can get into, too, which I don't. But that's a whole nother area, the studio and everything, to basically
right.
say, okay, I want to do a TV show, which would be way up, way beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am just trying to figure out what kind of music, not any kind, but, you know, it's at least an area that maybe people in the town could say, well, I really want to hear some rock and roll. I really want
to
hear some.
Well, I think that one of the key pieces, and we haven't really discussed yet, but to the extent that you're the vibe, you want the vibe that at least for you, you believe somebody else can tap into.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But you have to understand it and like it first.
That's right.
And then if you believe you like it, theoretically, then other people will like it as well. Because if you're not happy with it,
yeah,
it will get reflected in the lack of happiness in the sounds, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. And I think that's, you hit it right on, you know, hit the nail right on the head, because it makes it easier for me to continue to do the Vibe show.
Right.
When I know I'm producing things that I can be connected to myself.
Right.
I have to be connected to it to really get to that next level,
mm-hmm.
At least for myself, to prove that I'm bringing more to the music than
yeah.
Than not. And maybe for some people it doesn't, but if it doesn't, you know, for one or two people, I'm happy.
Right. That's the glory of, you know, the long tail, the term, right?
Exactly.
There's a wide range out there, and if you
yeah.
hit 2, 3, 4, in some cases it may be 2, 3, 400, but, you know, you're hitting something.
It's good.
And as long as you're happy with it and then they're happy with it, success.
Yeah. And what's fun is that, you know, I'll go into an area that, you know, I won't play the hits. I might play some.
Right.
But it's not a hits hour.
Right.
We could probably use a hits hour.
Sure.
Who knows, a popular hits hour. Even if we wanted to get into the top 50 songs that Billboard is promoting every year type stuff.
Right.
Probably not going to hear that as a dedicated vibe show. I might play one or two, but I'm trying to bring the non-stuff.
Yeah, kind
sometimes.
Of the B-sides in the old terms of the 45s.
Exactly.
You know, what was the other side?
Yeah, and a lot of times people are not hearing any of that because they're streaming stuff that's popular, or they just listen to what other people are streaming.
Although
hearing.
I think once upon a time I did see, and I think it was in YouTube Music, where you could specify kind of the priority. So if you wanted the hits, you could select that. If you wanted the deep cuts, you could select that. But I don't think I've seen that again, so I'm not sure if it was there all the time or if it just coincidentally popped up one time. But
no, it's a good, it's really useful to be able to, I think, for people that are into music to basically be able to do that. I mean, I do like to listen to the hits, but when I go to put a vibe show together, that's, cooking vibe, which I've been thinking a little bit about, I've done a party type thing. You know, you want to basically be able to bring that to that situation and have people push the button and away they go.
Yeah. That sounds good.
So that's the vibe.
That's the vibe. Yes. So as we recap a little bit for you listeners, and hopefully you're still listening to us, and we appreciate that. The Franklin Radio and TV Studios here in Franklin on 23 Hutchinson Street. If you are interested, certainly feel free to contact Dave, myself, we'll guide you through, or simply contact Pete at info@FranklinTV or info@WFPRFM. Both of those email addresses should get you to Pete, and then he'll welcome you like he did with Dave, and the conversation will hopefully happen to ultimately produce a show, but if it doesn't, at least you've had a conversation.
Yeah. And using info at to happy to connect with people on email just to answer a few questions and no issue at all.
Yep.
It's a fabulous community resource at the end of the day.
Correct.
And people that want to scratch an itch here a little bit and do some recording and podcasts, no music, with music, sky's the limit.
Lots of conversational opportunities. So the world is an oyster.
Yeah.
Well, the oyster is the world. Whatever. Well, thank you for taking time to share. Congratulations on the year plus and the 50 plus. And we look forward to 50 more, at least.
51's coming.
51's coming.
It's in the can.
It's in the can.
Thanks, Steve. I love talking with you about this, and we'll do it again, I'm sure.
We shall indeed. It's something fun to do. This is glorious place to play in, and if people could see us, yes, that'd be another video thing. That'd be a different story.
Exactly.
But we're living in there between their ears, and that's great.
And if you're ready for some music, just go to soundcloud.com and search on WFPR.FM, I say.
And you can get in Mall and Q, or just turn into that dial, 102.9, and whatever's on. And on a Thursday, there's I know I've got one of my shows, and then you've got the turntable, and then the vibe is on Fridays. So there's a mix. You can tile in specific times or go to SoundCloud.
Just let it roll.
Get the archive.
It's free. You can pay some, but you can listen to all of it for free, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
Have a blast, as I say.
Have a blast. Definitely. Well, thank you again.
Thanks,
and to the listeners, thank you for listening. And quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.